Welcome to the Armani Talks podcast. I'm your host, Armani Talks. In this podcast, I'm helping you level up your five soft skills: public speaking, storytelling, social dynamics, emotional intelligence, and creativity. Five soft skills for you to change your life forever, skyrocket your confidence along the way. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about being an accomplice to an idiot. As of late, I've been watching a lot of these murder mysteries, crime dramas, and I've been very surprised. For a long time, I thought whenever one person decides to kill another person, this person must be a stone-cold killer. They were antisocial for most of their lives. They didn't get along with anyone, and they just hated people. Ever since watching these documentaries, I've realized that's not always the case. A lot of the times, someone will kill someone because they really are cold. Other times, they will kill because they got talked into doing something stupid. There's a situation happening in Orlando right now with this one, I would say, Guyanese girl and her boyfriend, where the boyfriend is older than the girl by a couple of years. They apparently had a toxic relationship. And what happened was the guy convinced the girl to be an accomplice in planning a murder. And the girl, she never pulled the trigger, but what she did was she lured one of the victims into a car where her boyfriend was going to shoot this guy. And I'm looking at this girl's mugshot. It feels like someone that I would know, right? She's from the Desi community. She's pretty. She seems very innocent in the face. And I'm just reading the comments. All the comments are saying, my goodness, this girl is so pretty and she just threw her life away. I mean, she's facing potential life in prison. Now you're thinking about this and you're like, no, wait a minute, Armani. She didn't pull the trigger though. The boyfriend pulled the trigger. He should be going away to prison, not her. It doesn't matter. If you lured a victim in the car for him to be shot in that car, you are an accomplice. And the thing is, whenever you're hanging out with a buffoon, what will happen is that this buffoon will suddenly create an idea in their mind, and they have beautiful communication skills. They are enthralled by this idea, and they will talk to others about this idea. And unless you have some sort of moral compass, what's going to happen is that you are going to get talked into doing something so stupid by an idiot. And what's going to happen is that once it gets real, they're going to throw you under the bus. This guy, he doesn't just want to go to prison for murder by himself. Most likely, and this is my prediction, by the way, he's going to throw her under the bus. He's going to say something like, you know, it was just her idea. I was just the dummy that was executing the moves. And she's going to say, what? You're blaming it all on me? What have I done? I just threw away my entire life for this dummy who doesn't even have my back when it's getting real. You really need to watch out for this, because I've been seeing so many of these documentaries where there's always this one guy who is enthralled with a bad idea. And then he's starting to talk to other people, and one of the dummy friends always just says, fine, I guess I'll help you out. And in this situation, helping this killer out is just as bad as killing the person, homie. You gotta tell the police about it, or you just gotta be like, hey man, don't even tell me. Actually, you know what? Yeah, keep telling me, because I am going to tell the police about it. An innocent life does not need to be lost because you are too stupid and you're trying to drag me into it in the mix. Don't let your life be ruined by listening to an idiot. Keep your circle small for that reason, and keep that small circle filled with winners that uplift you rather than try to get you to commit murder or at least be an accomplice. Thank you very much for joining the Armani Talks podcast, and I'll catch you next time.